Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
Inflation has reached record high levels, breaching the 4% handle since the end of 2008. This is eroding the value of money and consumers' purchasing power. Economists also said Singapore's inflation may have reached 13-year highs, but it is nowhere near the peak yet and probably will peak in September or October.
So with sluggish income growth and expectations of pent-up spending due to the reopening of the economy, some segments may be particularly vulnerable to the impact of inflation. The IMF has also warned that the world may be heading towards a recession. Now, with all of these numbers going up, but our household incomes perhaps not going up as quickly, how has consumer behavior changed during these times? And what exactly can we better do to protect our finances and investments? Samuel Ree joins us. He's Chairman and Chief Investment Officer at Endowus. So Samuel, let's start off by talking about what you've observed about consumers' investment behavior across different income groups during these times.
Hi, Bharati and Tim. It's great to be here. Yeah, great question. Endowus did a survey called the Endowus Wealth Insights earlier this year on the investment sentiment and behaviors of investors in Singapore. Not surprisingly, the top financial-related worries was inflation, where almost half the respondents said that this is their biggest concern. And it's rightfully so because it impacts our daily lives quite meaningfully. But what was interesting is that when we then moved on to the next question and said, how is this going to really impact your planning for investments over the long term? And most people actually said it's not going to. And the vast majority, almost 80% of Singapore respondents, are still planning to invest more in 2022, which was a bit of a surprise. And if we see people can talk and say that, well, I'm planning to invest, but let's see what they do in action. On the Endowus platform, we've seen actually a 35% increase in registered accounts in the first 6 months, despite the market volatility. Remember, up to June was the worst in terms of performance. And I think that what's interesting is that in redemption activity, people redeeming money, has actually declined during that 6 months.
What do you think the reasons are for all of this? I mean, of course, smart investors would say it's not a matter of starting or stopping investments. It is about deciding and being more discerning about what you invest in, right?
Absolutely. I think what it's showing is that maybe there is a level of maturity that investors are reaching here in Singapore. Individual investors, for example, last year, in 2020, when COVID hit, the market fell 30% in 1 month and we were all panicking. But then if you had sold at that time, that would have been the worst decision because we saw a very strong rebound in markets over the next few years. And so maybe people have learned from past experience that, you know, panicking and selling, in financial markets may not be the right thing to do. So I think there's a level of maturity or a learning. There could also be the fact that, you know, maybe some of the other investments have done much worse, like crypto or, you know, meme stocks out there that have crashed. And so maybe it's a relative thing because our platform is a much more long-term oriented investment platform. So this is only a small data point, but generally I think that this downturn has not seen any major panic among investors, which is surprising.
Samuel, let's have a look at the effects of inflation because income growth across different segments of the society, we're barely keeping up with inflation. So how can we overcome inflation?
Well, I mean, it's a very painful thing when, you know, every day in everything that we, you know, buy, the prices are going up, but our income is largely not changed that much. I think it's a tough challenge at the individual level, at the household level, and a society as a whole. But I think, you know, as an individual, we can take some more control over our financial habit. So obviously, you know, the basic stuff like spend less than you save. Don't just save, but maybe invest for the long term. And when you invest, not try to time the market or trade, but really invest for the long term because you're trying to build wealth over the long term. And one of the things that we need to realize is that inflation will eventually start subsiding because it's in year-on-year data. We're probably going through the worst period of inflation. But of course, already, oil prices have already come back quite sharply. And for example, in July, the 1 month, we've had a massive bounce in equity markets, double-digit returns, during a period when commodities and oil prices have come off very sharply. We're back to like March levels. So I think, you know, the price input costs will gradually subside, and as a result, inflation will start to come down, and that will be helpful for all of us, and it may be positive for markets.
In terms of investment behavior, tell us more about the differences that you saw between people of different income groups. What were the key differences?
We interact with clients every day, and, you know, there are very common questions that investors ask. You know, is it now time to buy? You know, should I buy the dip? Should I be selling? Mm-hmm. Things going to get worse? You know, we see the whole range of questions and, you know, emotions that investors express. And I think that it's a good question. I think there is maybe some differentiation between the younger generation and the older generation and different demographics. But broadly, you know, over the past 6 months from January to June, when markets were falling quite rapidly, the responses have actually not been that different, whether, you know, you're a 20-year-old or a 60-year-old, mm-hmm. Whether you're in a low-income group or a high-income group. I don't think it affects us differently because inflation is hitting all of us and the markets are down 20% for all of us that have invested. Mm. So I would not differentiate so much, but I guess that the only difference is that the older generation have seen cycles, whereas I think the younger generation haven't seen a bear market in, you know, a long time, other than the very short dip that we saw during the COVID crash in 2020. So I guess it's their first time experiencing, you know, somewhat of a bear market, and they need more help in navigating this market. And that's where, you know, I think advisors and, you know, wealth advisors come in.
Perhaps you could give us a little bit right now, some advice mm-hmm. for this group of people in a bear market.
Yeah, I mean, the bear market has already happened. As I said, I think the market's collapsed, you know, over a six-month period by almost 20%, which is the exact number that if it's above 20%, we define it as a bear market. Since then, though, in July, in the 1 month, we have seen the market rebound by 10%. So obviously, at every stage, there's going to be questions about, is this the bottom? Have we already seen the bottom and the market is now going to, you know, continue to rise? I think it really depends on the asset class, depends on the outlook for, you know, interest rates and inflation. But I think that largely the big correction in the markets may have already happened behind us. Mm-hmm. One thing that I would caution is really not chasing the latest fad. You know, some people got into crypto late, everybody was doing it, so they felt compelled to go into crypto, and they eventually regretted it. Similar thing is happening with commodities or other asset classes like oil and real estate. So I don't think that we should be, you know, really FOMO should not be the reason for our investing. We should really go back to the basics of what is, because investing is such a personal thing. We should really understand what our investment goals are, what is the risk appetite that I have, and find a suitable financial plan and have an investment strategy and stick to it regardless of whether markets are in a bear market or bull market, because I think that's the long-term success that we'll achieve.
Samuel, are there still opportunities for 2022?
Yeah, I think that, you know, this has been very weird because it's very rare for equity markets and fixed income markets to both correct at the same time. Mm. And we saw that to an unprecedented level during the first half of this year. I think that between the two, obviously equities, the jury's out, we've had a big rebound, but fixed income has seen unprecedented correction. So selectively, fixed income markets look quite attractive, mm-hmm. Especially if you're a long-term investor. Within the equity space, I think certain sectors, China has started to outperform. You know, real estate has performed relatively well and it's been very defensive. And technology now, after a massive battering, is starting to see some value. So I think selectively we can look at certain sectors. Mm-hmm. But I would say that valuation is very important in the sense that we don't want to pay for anything that is expensive. So any low value, value and quality investments are where we would continue to focus.
You also have to do due diligence because we know all about the inflated valuations too, right? Got to be careful of those.
Absolutely, because a lot of the earnings that companies show are backward looking. So we have to look forward and see what is the sustainable, you know, earnings and returns that a company can generate when we invest in those companies. So I think it's great that you know, do your due diligence, do your homework in what you're investing and know what you're investing in. But also, I think we can take the benefit of decades and centuries of investing acumen that we've built up, things like diversification and the benefits of that. so that we can lower risk and improve risk-adjusted return. You know, the benefit of really focusing on asset allocation, and then the benefit of dollar cost averaging and doing a monthly regular investment habit. All of those things are benefits of long-term success in investing that we can continue to apply in our personal investments as well.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Samuel. Samuel Ree, Chairman and Chief Investment Officer at Endowus. Thanks for joining us on Primetime.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.